It was out there. Jaina could feel it. Ship. The Sith training vessel Ben had once piloted, that he found on Zyost and had awakened from its centuries of slumber. The vessel she, Jag, and Zek had encountered not so long ago on Lumaya's asteroid. The vessel Zek had sent away from Alima Rar, with instructions to find a better master. And it most certainly had. It had found the Lost Tribe. And Jaina knew that if she could feel it, it could feel her. Oh well, Jaina thought, shrugging mentally as she piloted her Stealth X toward where she sensed the meditation sphere was lurking. From what little the tight-lipped Sith girl had shared with Ben and Luke had passed on to Jaina, Ship had been very chummy with the Lost Tribe Sith, until Abeloth had called it to serve her. Vistara had said that Ship felt unhappy obeying Abeloth, but that could be Sith lies. Regardless, to Jedi it was an enemy, whoever was controlling it, and she wanted to blast the cursed thing to tiny bits of whatever it was made of. She could sense it more clearly now. She'd expected it to be in the atmosphere, probably already attacking the group assembled to harm its master. But it was in orbit about the planet, doing nothing. No, not nothing. Waiting. She could see it now, a tiny dot on her tactical display.
Rowdy, get me a better look at this thing. Why would anyone want that? Those things are ugly.
Jaina smiled a little.
Agreed.
She'd given the astromech a new name and a sort of personality, tinkering with it recently to upgrade it with a humor protocol. Despite its wisecrack, the droid of course obeyed, and Jaina got her first good look at the Sith meditation sphere. She'd not seen it up close before, and it was even uglier than she had expected. It looked like a giant yellow-orange eye, covered with veins, with spikes on four sides, and propelled by bat-like wings. Jaina shook her head at the thought that it had been her cousin who had found this thing, who had gone inside it and made it obey him.
I see you, Jedi Solo.
I see you, big, ugly, orange-red thing.
Humor rolled off it. Then she felt it, ignoring her. Her immediate reaction was irritation.
You're working with Abeloth.
I am programmed to obey a strong will. The girl is strong. You are stronger, Sword of the Jedi. But neither of you can break the hold she has on me. She is older and more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
So powerful, she has you just sitting there because she anticipates needing you instead of letting you fight me. Is that it?
She felt stoic silence in the Force.
Enough chit-chat, she said to Rowdy. Launch Shadow Bomb 1.
She felt a gentle bump beneath her seat as the bomb was forced from the tube. She reached out for it in the Force, her eyes fixed on Ship, directing the bomb directly toward it. It simply sat there. For a wild moment, Jaina wondered exactly how sentient it was. Why wasn't it attacking her, or moving out of the way? Was this thing choosing suicide by Jedi, rather than continuing to help Abeloth against the Sith it had been designed to serve? Was it really going to... And suddenly, as if someone had snatched something she was holding right out of her hand, she felt Ship commandeer the direction of the bomb, and send it spiraling off. Harmlessly. It turned to face her now, and as Jaina watched, its surface seemed to shiver. Strange appendages began to form, and she realized Ship was making its own weapons and training them on her. The battle was on.
Good.